This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll-free. You can bring up anything you want. We're launching into the third hour of the show. Plenty of time for you to call us about anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got the Rubik's Cube lawsuit story coming up. Daryl's going to share that with us. It is Ian, Chris, and Daryl here on this Friday show as we go back to Chris in Arizona listening to K-Talks. The bulk of the show tonight is a topic you brought in, Chris. By the way, it's Chris... Can I say your last name on the air? Chris,
no.
Wait, because we have one, not you, Chris. I don't know your last name. But in the studio with us here, Chris Wade is here from thinkpenguin.com. And Chris in Arizona is on the line. You wanted to comment about the cop, police detective in Utah, Salt Lake City, who roughed up completely unnecessarily and arrested a nurse because she would not draw blood from an unconscious man.
He didn't arrest. He unlawfully detained.
Well, this is actually a discussion we were getting into during one of the breaks in here, where we were trying to determine, you know, what is the dividing line, and it turns out it's not a real firm line between detention and arrest.
It is a firm line. An arrest starts with the Miranda Act.
No, it does not. You are incorrect about that. Miranda only happens... That's how they do it on the television shows. But right. In reality, they don't have to Mirandize you until they intend to ask you questions.
Right, and there was actually a U.S. Supreme Court case about that just a couple of years ago.
Having spent 3 days in cuffs and a cell, until they Mirandized me, I could not have considered arrested.
Well, you're wrong about that. I'm sorry.
And that might have been the rules at the time where you lived.
State to state, and different municipalities. But the whole thing, going back to where we were at, she couldn't draw blood because he was incapacitated, nor could the police officer arrest him because he was incapacitated.
That's correct. You're talking about a man who was in a car accident. He was a victim of a car accident and was unconscious after that.
So, no, I think if the person is, you know, incapacitated and, you know, was seen committing a crime,
they could be
you
arrested.
Can arrest that person.
Yeah, that's true.
Splitting hairs, but...
Well, that's what we do here.
I know. So that's the only recourse that left the officer... was to look for a warrant. Now the hospital is going to draw blood anyway. I don't know how the HIPAA laws work, but that's where the warrant would come in to get the blood draw.
Were you going to?
Yeah. So they actually did state something about arresting, making an arrest there towards not immediately. It was a little bit later, but they did say she was under arrest. So interestingly,
Last I heard was that they put her in the police car in cuffs, and they held her for about 30 to 45 minutes, and then they released her.
That's correct, but the officer did arrest her.
She was never truly under arrest at that point.
Well, again, the officer said, you're under arrest.
The officer said that. He put her in handcuffs and put her in a police car. And again, this brings up the discussion of what is a detention versus what is an arrest. And we can talk more about that here. I understand, typically, when you get arrested, typically, they take you to jail or book you at the police department and maybe bond you out and release you. But in this case, they determined that they didn't actually have anything they could charge her with, so they cut her loose right there. Or their attorney said, look, get rid of, you know, let this lady go. You've already put us at liability here. But ultimately, generally, according to NOLO.com, how to tell whether you've been arrested or simply detained, they go through a variety of factors that courts consider in determining whether a detention has what they call ripened into an arrest. And one of those, you know, factors is indeed whether the suspect was handcuffed. That is a generally considered one of the things that is taken into consideration to say this person has been arrested. So a charge isn't necessary just to say that you have an arrest on your hands.
Yeah, it's and this always kind of baffles me because if the officer doesn't say you're under arrested, like how do you know whether or not you have to obey like an order or you know it's
you
like,
can ask.
Yeah,
you can always ask about your status.
But they often don't give you the opportunity because they continue talking and they intentionally prevent you from asking or confirming or whatever, and then they later will charge you with, you know, disobeying it or whatever. And that's always what blows my mind. Because it's like how are you supposed to know whether or not you can continue to walk or not continue to walk, or you know if they're not going to even give you that, you know, if they're not even going to let you ask because they just keep going on and on and on until the point where you can't even remember that you were going to ask, but they.
Chris in Arizona, anything you want to add?
No, like I said, there's in a lot of the different states I've lived in, New Hampshire being one of them, they are allowed to detain you for, it varies state to state, but it's 24 to 48 hours. That's not an arrest. That's a detainment.
That's an unusually long detention.
Yeah, it's just so they can build the case in most cases. But like you said before, once they started questioning you, they have to Mirandize you, and at that point, you're entitled to your lawyer, and you don't have to answer any questions, even from the first contact with the police officer. With that said, I've had a lot of great police officer experiences. He was totally wrong in what he did. The other officers were wrong, even if they were under his rank. The nurse would be well within her rights to file unlawful detainment charges, but like I said, the only recourse to both of them was a warrant.
I'm interested in hearing more about this claim that you can detain someone for a day to 2 days. You're saying that's an Arizona law?
No, that I forget which state that was, but
it varies from state to state.
48 hours, yeah. They
and there's actually,
hours.
I believe, been Supreme Court cases on this,
yeah.
And Supreme Court's actually upheld, I believe, 72-hour detentions.
I mean, there's certainly
right.
The in Florida, there's what's called the Baker Act, and there are various different versions of that. They're called different things in different places where you can involuntarily commit somebody for 72 hours. That's different, of course, than a typical detention. Because for a detention, generally, is my understanding, they need to have what's called reasonable articulable suspicion that you have been involved in some sort of crime. But
it's not only that it may not be that you're involved in some sort of crime, it's that you may have information that you are unaware of a crime.
Okay.
But they still need something along the lines of probable cause or reasonable suspicion.
Well, probable cause is a higher
levels.
Standard, right? So probable cause is the higher standard that you need to arrest somebody. Reasonable
right.
suspicion is what you need to detain, isn't that right?
Just, you know, like, we think
like
that you know something.
They've detained people who weren't directly involved with the crime because they think they might know something about that.
Right, they want to get some information, witnesses
right.
or whatever, extracting information out of them. Although that said, I remember there was a case, some kind of Supreme Court case from a few years back about what is the length of time that they can just detain you on the side of the road? And
isn't it? I think we're thinking about this wrong. I think it's articulable suspicion is needed by a police officer, but
yeah.
Probable cause is when they actually go to court.
Probable cause is something
like to get a warrant
to arrest you, as I understand it.
No, I think they only need articulable suspicion. It's probable cause
right.
they need to actually
you need probable cause to get a search warrant.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But as far as you know, like where and again, you know, there's this fine line between what's an arrest, what's a detention.
Yeah.
And you know, like in either case, I'm fairly certain that if they'd say, well, I had reasonable suspicion, it's probably going
no,
to get
it has
held
to be,
up.
It has
as
to be articulable suspicion, meaning they have to have the set of facts that leads them to believe that. They can't just
articulable
say.
Articulable just means that you're able to say
articulate.
What your reasonable suspicion is.
Right.
And
so
that
has to be a hunch.
That could
hunch.
Be something.
No. A hunch is not good enough. It has to
be
what I'm saying.
It's not just a hunch.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
It could be something as simple as I smelled marijuana. I smelled alcohol.
Right. That would be articulable suspicion.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Story here from TaylorLawCo.com, the Taylor Law Company. Says we've all heard the terms on cop shows and read them in articles on crime and probable cause and reasonable suspicion. What are they and how do they differ from each other? We'll talk about that a little bit here. Better to hear it from an attorney than the three of us trying to remember what we've heard about these things over the years. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. These are important concepts. We'll dig into them a little bit more here coming up, and you can share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And we were talking about probable cause and reasonable suspicion and kind of bickering in the studio over what it all really means. What do these terms mean? Well, here's what at least one attorney says. Now, of course, attorneys just have opinions, too, but they went to school for those opinions. So he's kind of going to break this down a little bit here from TaylorLawCo.com. Reasonable suspicion, he writes, is a reasonable presumption that a crime has been, is being, or will be committed. It's a reasonable belief based on facts or circumstances and is informed by police officers' training and experience. Reasonable suspicion is seen as more than a guess or hunch, but less than probable cause.
You looked like you were about to jaywalk, so therefore that's my reasonable suspicion.
Sounds like articulate. He seems like so articulate is the key word, I think, legally, and I think it's weird that he used the word reason because reasonable.
Articulable just means that you can put into words what your suspicion
pretty
is.
Much.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Instead of saying, I've got a hunch, or I don't like the way that guy looks.
Often cops can't do that, though, when it comes down to it. So.
Well, and if they can't, then they got to let you go. I mean, if they don't have any.
Yeah, theoretically, they do. I mean, but.
So, probable cause is the logical belief supported by facts and circumstances that a crime has been, is being, or will be committed. The difference between the two terms is that probable cause means there is concrete evidence of a crime, whereas reasonable suspicion is open to a broader interpretation. Reasonable suspicion indicates that it appears that a crime has been committed. The phrase often is used to justify investigation into suspicious behavior when a crime may have been committed.
And it could just be something as simple as, well, there was somebody that was dressed like this that robbed this convenience store last week, and you're dressed like this, so
therefore, we need to investigate.
Therefore, we either think you did it, or you're about to go rob the convenience store, which basically is a hunch, but they're able to word that hunch in such a way as to where it's articulable.
Yeah,
and then if they stop the person based on this supposed suspicion and detain them, that's when they will ask further questions, which you, by the way, are under no obligation to answer their questions if
correct.
The police stop you. Even if you're being detained or arrested, you don't have to answer their questions, or if they're just talking to you on the street and you're not being detained.
Right.
Cops will try to get information from you to where if they see you and you look like the person who robbed the convenience store, and of course half the time they're making that crap up, nobody robbed
right.
the convenience store, but you know they're just saying that so they can then ask you questions, or maybe there really was a convenience store robbery, in which case you, if you don't know your rights and you actually did violate, you know, somebody else, you did actually commit a violent crime, in which case I don't really care what, you know, happens to you. But, you know, if you are you talk yourself into an arrest by saying, oh, yeah, that was me, or whatever, if you somehow say things that give them more evidence.
There are a lot of people that snitch on themselves.
Right. So if you give them more evidence while they're talking to you, then they will escalate from having reasonable suspicion into having probable cause, and they'll put you in handcuffs.
Right. And I know that there are some people that, you know, there's the popular meme on Facebook and other social media, how to talk to cops.
Don't.
Well, that's bad advice, simply because the U.S. Supreme Court just a couple of years ago ruled that if you want to invoke your right to remain silent, you must inform the officer that you are going to invoke your right to remain silent.
Which is so stupid.
Means that you either need to verbalize to them or have a handwritten note in a language that they can read.
This is actually really interesting. So when I invoked my rights, I was told I have no rights when I was arrested.
Oh, man. Was that on the video, do you think?
No, because it was after the cameras. I don't think it's going to be on video, unfortunately.
You haven't even seen that yet. You've still yet to see after months now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you were arrested in Manchester, where I was
They're withholding that video.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They have to give it up at some point.
Oh, we should have had it. We should have had it within 10 days of the trial management conference, and as far as I know, we still don't have it.
And when is that?
The 7th.
The 7th of
September.
Oh.
And so next week.
Hold on. So what's happening on the 7th? Is it a
trial
conference?
Management conference. So
okay.
That's not the trial.
Okay.
Just to be clear. And we are taking the trial, by the way.
Excellent. And they did offer you a plea deal, did they not?
They offered me a really super good plea deal. Basically,
you've been charged with disorderly conduct and resisting? Did they get you resisting? What was the other charge?
They didn't get me. I clearly didn't resist. There was no way they could have won that. Disorderly, they charged me with.
So wait, just one disorderly?
Disorderly and crossing the street.
Okay, right. They threw that in later. That's a violation,
yeah.
Okay, and so the video footage that I had of that event, they did not confiscate. That went online, so if you search for Christopher Wade on Free Keen or Chris Wade on Free Keen, that should come up, freekeen.com. If you haven't seen that footage, it's pretty outrageous how the police treated you.
Yeah, it's...
All for trying to cross the street. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And that was at a DOI checkpoint, by the way, for those that don't know. So you were one of the arrests. Were you one of the three arrests at the DUI? Or no, it was three DUI arrests.
There was no DUI arrest then.
There were no DUI arrests.
But three arrests over 3 years.
Three arrests, but no DUI.
Three DUI arrests over 3 years is what they had in Manchester.
Okay, yeah.
But at the checkpoint you're talking about, they had zero DUI arrests, and yours was the only arrest from that night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something like that. I just know there were no DUI arrests that night.
It's my understanding. If I recall correctly, they did not have any other arrests. Sort of like how out here when we had the DUI checkpoint in 2012, which was the last time we had one out here, there's actually one tonight and one tomorrow night in our area of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. We're out in the Keene area. But in 2012, they also had no DUI arrests. They had no arrests except for one person, and the one person who was arrested was also a cop block activist named Eric Freerock, who made the rookie mistake.
And at the time, he was hosting Cop Block Radio,
yes,
so he knew better.
He knew better. And
to drive through without anybody else in the car, without a camera rolling, and without notifying anybody that he was driving through.
Yes, so we had no idea until he got arrested.
Where's Eric?
Yeah, so that was a total cluster F in that case. But we did successfully interdict the checkpoint in that we managed to find a detour around to where we could stand with the signs and direct cars like, hey, there's a checkpoint coming up. We were holding signs with the arrows on them, like, turn here. Some people would stop and talk to us, and then they'd turn, and they'd get around the checkpoint. So the police literally had no success whatsoever at the checkpoint that night. So it'll be interesting to see how things go this weekend, because they're doing it. The checkpoint tonight is in the same town. It's in Walpole, New Hampshire, that it was 5 years ago. And then tomorrow night it's going to be in a different town called Chesterfield, which I've never... done it. There's never been a checkpoint in Chesterfield in my decade plus here that I've known about. And this is going to be a bigger one because it's likely going to be on the main drag in Chesterfield because there ain't much in Chesterfield.
There's nothing in Chesterfield.
There's like a bank.
There's no place to even meet.
Right.
There's a golf course that accepts Bitcoin in Chesterfield.
I thought they were in the...
They're in Spofford, which is a village inside the town of Chesterfield.
Interesting.
So weird.
I'm not sure you can meet up at a golf course, though.
It's so weird that there's something smaller than a town. There's a village, which is even smaller than a town, which is already very, very small. There's basically nothing. Certainly, there's a bank in Chesterfield, and there's like a couple stores, but nothing's open past, you know,
there's no There's no McDonald's.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3 Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We do have Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Download archives of the show for free. Get on the email list as well. We got a weekly email that I send out to kind of keep you in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. That email sign-up box is right there on the front page of the site, kind of in the middle towards the top. You'll see it there. Over at freetalklive.com, let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. You know how you guys always ridicule me about we have one person, the same person, get hit by two cars and getting killed? Well, we just had a kid jaywalking last night, always at nighttime, on Central, and he got hit by the first car, got pushed into the second lane, and he got killed by the second car.
Oof,
so the
brutal.
Same person, this is the ninth person. It almost happens like every other year. This is the ninth person or eighth person that has been hit by two different cars and get killed.
I mean, so you can look Sarah, at it. Sarah,
okay.
Let me interject here, and the only reason that I will sort of pick on you about the way, it's the way you're saying it, not the thing that happens. I'm in no way, advocating for people getting run over, but the way you say all the time, every day, every couple of years, this thing happens. So you make it sound like it happens every day, but then you say it's, like
only
once
times
a year. Or nine times over the last decade. So it's the way you say it. It would be akin to if I said, I won the lottery every day, all the time, constantly, but it was $5 once 2 years ago. Like, it's complete opposite of what actually happened.
But what I mean is that you make it sound like it's the same person that gets killed like nine times. No, nine different people get
that's
killed.
The only that's the way you make it sound.
How big is this city? Because nine people doesn't seem like that many over a period of many years.
Albuquerque's a major city. I mean, it's you're right. That's not a lot of people.
Like, that's like nothing. That seems like it's a really, really low statistic.
But there are plenty of people who get hit by cars just once and they get killed or whatever.
Okay, right? But what's the objective? Like, what? So why'd you bring this up, Sarah?
Good question. Albuquerque proper has 558,000 people. The metro has just under 1 million.
Yeah, that's huge.
Well, I'm bringing it up because to prove to you that it happened again. You know, you make it sound like I'm just conjuring
it up. We don't deny that it happens, Sarah.
Yeah, what makes you think we think that it doesn't ever happen? It happens all the time. There's a lot of people.
Okay, what I'm saying is that, Ann, you said you had a friend that got put in jail for a traffic violation. I was going to invite him to live in Albuquerque. He could run over all the people he wants. They'll never put him in jail. So the caller that gets put in jail... And then you today, the
guy I know was put in jail because he didn't have a driver or his license was suspended.
Well, but he had the racked up ticket or didn't pay or go to court. Well, he needed to come to Albuquerque because like last night they just get hit by two cars for the same person. But it always happens at night, 10 o'clock at night,
and always at 10 o'clock.
I'm going to reiterate some statistics that I've mentioned when you've been on the air before, but you just completely ignore.
She'll ignore it this time, too. Give it a shot, because we have new listeners.
I've pulled up these statistics numerous times of the people that wound up getting hit, pedestrians that got hit. The majority of the pedestrians... were drunk and not inside a crosswalk.
What do you say to that, Sarah?
That's the majority, but what's the other half that are sober and are at the crosswalk? They get killed.
Are we literally talking about, what, three people maybe?
Like 30.
Wait, hold on. You're not talking about people getting hit twice. You're just talking about people getting hit.
Just people getting hit, not necessarily killed, not necessarily, seriously injured.
Yeah.
But just people being hit by a car, the majority, and it was like 57-60%, the pedestrian was drunk. Sarah always wants to say there was alcohol involved. It was the pedestrian stumbling in front of a car.
Yeah, it was like nine people, she said, over like a handful of years. Like,
no, that was the double hit. Over by two cars.
She was saying the nine people,
those
people got hit once, then hit again. So that's a much smaller number than people who just get hit once.
Okay.
Right?
All I know is it just sounds so crazy to me, like, that we're arguing over a couple of people dying. Like,
there's nothing to argue about here. People are going to die. And I think you brought up a similar question. What's the point, Sarah? Are you just trying to raise public awareness that you could get hit by a car if you're a pedestrian? Because I'm pretty sure everybody knows that.
Well, the thing is, why are you excusing yourself about this jaywalking ticket? The person got killed over here because you jaywalked.
This is about you.
About you.
Wait a minute. Were you listening to the show tonight, Sarah?
She was on hold for a little bit.
She was on hold. Okay that's why, because she never listens to the show. So, why are you jaywalking for? Are you just trying to get killed?
Well, actually, this is because I didn't actually really have much of a choice here. They closed the sidewalk on the other side of the road, so we couldn't get near the filming. We couldn't film near or get near the checkpoint.
We couldn't hear what was going on.
Right. I didn't have a good camera. You actually had a much better camera. Ian was with me, and I didn't actually jaywalk. Just to be clear about that, I did cross the street, but.
Mm-hmm.
There is no jaywalking statute in New Hampshire, and
there's not.
There's something. It's not technically called jaywalking.
What did they call? What's the charge they hit you with for the street crossing?
It was something to the effect of I don't know if it's called crossing the street, but it was something that's what they wrote on the paperwork. But it's crossing the crossing the street,
not at a crosswalk.
It wasn't that because it explicitly says in the
in the legislation that you don't have to cross at a crosswalk. It's only if it's in, under certain circumstances you have to cross at a crosswalk.
And your argument is you were in the circumstances in which you did not have to cross at the crosswalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. So, Sarah, are you just you're worried about Chris? Are you worried that, you know, if he's...
There was no cars coming, by the way, guys. It's not like I didn't look both ways.
Right, yeah.
That's what everybody that gets hit by two cars says. There was no car coming.
Well, I don't understand this idea. How come you're so harsh against people that are jaywalking, and then this you excuse yourself for jaywalking? Why is
you said Daryl?
And Daryl, you're so harsh against people that are jaywalking that get hit by cars.
When have you been harsh?
No, Sarah, saying that... You know, using your statistic, because you're the one that called in about people getting hit by cars, and me pointing out that the majority of people that get hit by cars are drunk and not in a crosswalk. That's not me excusing people getting hit by cars. That's me pointing out that there's dum-dums that get drunk and stumble in front of cars.
Right. Not the driver's fault. If the driver is driving normally down a lane of traffic and some hobo who's, you know, drunk, some wino falls into the street,
probably wearing dark clothing at night.
But even if they're wearing bright neon, you know, clothing, if they fall into the street at, you know, 10 feet in front of you, right as you're barreling in the, you know, the regular direction you were going, you can't stop in time. There's no way you can stop in time. That person's going to get hit, Sarah, and that's not being harsh. That's just the reality.
Well, you know, Australia, they have to program for the kangaroos. Well, over here, we have to program
You're talking about the auto car. You're talking about the automated cars now?
Yes. She's now talking about the self-driving cars.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're changing topics, you know, it's always good to keep some notes.
When we invite them, you kind of are changing topics. They have to program.
It doesn't matter. You can put whatever damn programming you want in there. If some wino falls into the street in front of your automated car, it's going to hit that person.
So, Sarah, just very quick, yes or no, do you want to ban automobiles? Yes
well,
or no?
You know something?
That's not a yes or no. Just say yes or no. You've got 5 seconds.
Well, we have to have automobiles.
All right. So you don't want to ban cars. Thank you. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And if you support what we do here on Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. You send $5 a month into the show. We'll invest that into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. If you appreciate the work we do, then please amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. For $5 a month, you can do it with any major credit card. You can do it with PayPal. You can do Bitcoin. Whatever works best for you, it helps us out a lot. So please, you get perks too, by the way, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, and more. So head on over to AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's finally get into the story here about the Rubik's Cube.
Yes, the Rubik's Cube, which was created by architecture professor Erno Rubik in 1974, has delighted and confounded millions.
Sure has.
Now the company that makes the twisting puzzle wants to stop the maker of Dunkin' Yo-Yos from selling an alleged knockoff.
Really?
Story comes from Reuters. Rubik's brand LTD sued Dunkin' Toys and Toys R Us to halt the sale of a puzzle cube, which Dunkin' calls Quick Cube.
Spelled how?
The way you would spell Quick Cube. Q-U-I-C-K-C-U-B-E.
Okay, because, you know, they could have made it Q-U-B-E or Q-U-I-K or something.
Yep. Rubik's brand says that it's a copy of the world's best-selling puzzle game. According to the complaint filed on Monday in U.S. District Court in Manhattan, Dunkin's 3x3 cube, quote, mimics the features and overall appearance of the Rubik's Cube, mainly differing in its colors and quote-unquote slight rounding of the corners.
Yep, that's true. I'm looking at it here. It's available on Amazon. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get one of these before they're banned. They'll probably go up in value once they get banned.
You could also go to saveatpurse.com and buy one with Bitcoin and save, you know, 10, 15, 20%.
Don't you have to have a minimum purchase, though, for small ticket items at saveatpurse.com?
$10.
This is a $5 item.
Okay, so you buy three of them and save 15%, and that's more than 10.
That does work.
Rubik's brand, which is based in London, said this amounted to trademark infringement and unfair competition, adding that Toys R Us was liable for selling the Dunkin' Cubes.
By the way, the Rubik's Cube on Amazon is a little pricier at $8 instead of $5.
The Rubik's Cube apparently sells for about $16 at Toys R Us, according to this article. I'll get down into the other pricing in just a bit. According
Here's a
to
Sheng Zhao one for $1.82.
According to the complaint, consumers who expect to receive plaintiff's Rubik's Cube puzzle, for which plaintiff has developed a national and international reputation, will be disappointed when using defender's imitation, which causes irreparable harm to the Rubik's brand.
I don't buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to say that you probably will be disappointed, but when you go out and you buy a knockoff, I'm not quite sure you're going to be surprised about
but
that.
You're still going to wind up saying, hey, I went and bought this Rubik's Cube. It's like, you know, these
Kleenex
tissues right here. Kleenex. Although
that brand
it's
is
not
actually
a
Puffs.
Right. This is not a Kleenex brand, but people are just, oh, yeah, hey, can you hand me a Kleenex?
Yep. That's true.
According to the Toys R Us website, Rubik's Cube sells for $15.99. The Dunkin' Quick Cube sells for $4.99. Dunkin' spokesman Mike Burke on Tuesday said the allegations are without merit and that the company intends to vigorously defend itself. Toys R Us, however, was not available for immediate comment. The lawsuit seeks to recoup alleged illegal profits and triple damages and destruction of all unauthorized cubes.
Huh.
Dunkin', based in Middlefield, Ohio, and its parent, Barbaroo, which is Wisconsin-based Flambeau Incorporated, or rather Barbaroo, Wisconsin, is also named as a defendant. Toys R Us, based in Wayne, New Jersey. Rubik's Cube became a fad in the United States soon after launching in 1980 under a license with Ideal Toy Company, but remained on the market even after demand fell. Roughly 100 million Rubik's Cubes, according to the complaint, have been sold worldwide.
It's an interesting story. You know, on this show, we generally, I don't think we have any hosts who are in favor of intellectual property. But that's one of those discussions that libertarians can get heated about because some libertarians do believe in the idea of intellectual property, which is, of course, the idea that you should have the ability to control the things that another person owns. In this case, the plastic and the stickers that they made this, you know, whatever they call it, the competitor.
Quick Cube.
The Quick Cube. They made the Quick Cube out of. Essentially, the Rubik's Cube company is saying, well, we did that first, and so therefore, you can't mold plastic into this exact shape, and you can't put stickers, colored stickers on it, and you can't sell it because, well, we got permission from the government that says we're the only ones who can do that.
Right. And then what's even more ridiculous, and I was having this conversation just a couple of weeks ago, about the book 1984. George Orwell has been dead for a long time.
Oh, Amazon.
But 1984 does not enter the public domain for about another, you know, 2 or 3 years.
What is the rule? What's the copyright
rule there?
The life of the author plus 70 years in the United States, although there's all kinds of weird rules for things created before 1923. There's another set of rules for things created between 1923 and the early 1960s.
So what, did he die in the
50s? A third set of rules for things created between like the mid-60s and the early 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Orwell died early 50s, possibly 49, because 1984 was published in 1948, and it wasn't too long after, you know, just a couple of years after
he
when he passed away.
January of 1950.
Yep.
So you're saying it's 70 years? What was it?
70 years after the death.
Okay, so 3 years. Three years from now, it'll go into the public domain.
Well, you said January, so it would be January of 2020.
So, you know, this is interesting with the lawsuit. I mean, Rubik's Cube, nobody can deny, has been tremendously successful. As you said, 100 million cubes have been sold. That's a huge success. I mean,
correct.
If anything's hurting Rubik's Cube, in my opinion, it's news like this. Because news like this makes somebody like me, and, you know, I may be unusual about this, but it makes me say I would never want to buy Rubik's Cube because of their anti-freedom, you know, intellectual property beliefs.
Right.
And it would make me more likely to want to get a Dunkin' Quick Cube or one of these Shenzhou ones from China. Because you can go ahead and stop Dunkin', but you're not going to stop the Chinese manufacturer from cranking those things out.
And there was a story a couple of years ago, and I forget exactly how it wound up being resolved, but the guy that wrote Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger, his estate sued someone because this person wrote an unauthorized sequel using the characters from the book. And they're like, no, you can't do that. We own these characters.
Yep.
So, you know, like, that's just another example of how ridiculous intellectual property laws are.
Amazon removed from people's devices the book, 1984,
the e-book,
I bought it.
Right, because
after they bought it.
You bought this thing that you did not have because this was an unauthorized reproduction of the book. You didn't buy it from the company that has the copyright.
Okay, so was this a trademark? They said there was someone over trademark?
Talking about the cube?
Yeah.
The cube is... they're alleging that it's an illegal knockoff. It doesn't say if it's patented. It doesn't say if it's trademark. It doesn't specify. But generally on something like this, they're probably calling patent infringement. Because the phone that I have in my hand has rounded corners. Mm-hmm. Courts have ruled that Apple owns rectangles with rounded corners.
It's insane. It's just so insane.
Absolutely insane.
We're out of time, though. We can't get any deeper into this, but abolish intellectual property and let people compete in the marketplace based on, you know, real factors, not this nonsense.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.